The Orioles getting loose ahead of Sunday series finales with the Rays, and the Birds would flex some muscle against Tampa Bay's Alex Cobb.
After a long pause, there's a swing and a drive to left field and deep. Dickerson's going to turn around, and it's gone. A laser beam home run for Manny Machado. A three-run home run, and Baltimore has a 4-0 lead here in the third. Last year at this time, they were doing everything to get him. Here's a swing and a drive to left field and deep. Turning around on it is Dickerson, but this is going to get on out of here. Mark Trumbo with his 12th home run of the season, 5-0 Baltimore.
The 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss, and that's what he's had all day long. Been able to reach back for 98 and blowing it by Longoria for out number two.
The 1-2 pitch on its way, swing and a miss. But down with a fastball at 98. Sousa Jr. out number one here in the seventh. The Rays have been doing some swinging and missing today. The 1-2, swing and a miss. Beckham out on strikes. Strikeouts starting to pile up on the Rays. Ninth strikeout of the afternoon for Kevin Gausman. Now the pitch. Here's a swing and a drive to the gap in left center. Malik Smith going back, reaches up. It's off his glove and he bangs into the wall. Over to go get it is Dickerson. Joseph will score. Tejada around third. He's going to be waved home. The relay dropped by Beckham. It's a two-run double for Seth Smith. And Baltimore has blown this one open. It's 7-0.
Alex Cobb is done after that. 7-1 Orioles would be your final. The Orioles avoid the series sweep to the Rays. Kevin Gausman has won back-to-back starts with zero runs allowed, and Rays manager Kevin Cash will continue to work despite fracturing his ankle while jogging on Sunday morning. The Rays combined for just 5 hits on Sunday and only 2 against Orioles starter Kevin Gausman. Here's Rays skipper Kevin Cash.
Our spot in his fastball showed a really good splitter and then the occasional slider. I mean, he made it really tough, so you're not going to get a lot of hits. You're not going to piece together a lot of big innings when you're facing that kind of stuff and that type of command today. So, as far as Alex is concerned, you know, I know he's going to be frustrated with the performance and the overall outing, but I think it says a lot about the guy after what took place in the third inning to be able to settle down and continue to make pitches and keep us within the game and not us fry the bullpen. I mean, that's so easy for a hit by pitch, an error, and then a 3-run homer for everything to kind of snowball, and he didn't allow that to happen. So impressed with the way he threw the ball, and you know, I know the last 2 runs stunk, but up until that, he was in control of himself really well.
Yeah, there was, but I also think, you know, you can still build momentum by winning 2, losing 1, and coming back and winning some games. I mean, you don't have to piece together 10 straight wins. If we do that, I'll be fine with it. But at the same time, I mean, you know, we had a game today. Tip your cap to their pitcher. Kevin Gausman was outstanding, and we had a crooked inning there that threw us off a little bit.
Alex Cobb takes the loss in this one. He falls to 6-6 on the year. He allows 7 runs over 6 1/3 innings, including a 4-run third.
I had a routine play at first, and I overthrew the Loma over there, and then I was trying to throw a fastball down and away to Manny and left it right over the middle of the plate, and more times than not, he's going to do that with it with that pitch.
What do you have had extremely, we've seen quality starts. How do you just move past this one and get ready for your next one?
I think that comes within the week, you know. Right now it always stings, but, wake up tomorrow and you start getting the recovery process going and, sometime in the next couple of days that the sting gets less and less and you start focusing on your next outing.
I think we all know how intense you are on the mound. What was your level of frustration at that point? We saw your head in your hands and
on that specific play?
After the overthrow.
It's just a play that, I've never really done before. You know, I always kind of take pride on being able to feel my position and, stay under control. I can't really explain what happened right there. Just guess let it speed up a little bit. Pretty frustrating, but you know, I don't think it affected me going forward. You know, I got over it pretty quick. I tried to get back on the mound and throw some high quality pitches. It just was trying to go down the way to Manny and let my arm drag a little bit and ended up right down the middle.
After an off day on Monday, the Rays will hit the road. They next play against the Cubs on Tuesday. Chris Archer will make the start.